Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
We were remarking about how Matt and I both enjoy that story about David Benedict going out to Ohio to watch the potential next coach for UConn without anyone knowing. And, you know, I talked earlier, I think it was earlier in the week, about how when the short time I recruited for hockey in college, I was always told, watch the kid when he doesn't have the puck on a stick, watch him on the bench, watch him play in other sports, watch him back checking, watch him when he greets his mom after the game. That stuff like matters. Mike Anthony from CT Insider joins us here. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. How you doing?
Good. How do you get that story? Like, how does that happen? How do you get that story? That's a good enterprise piece.
Talking to David Benedict just about the process that day. And, you know, I asked him what was his first – I asked him about his first moves in the process, his first thoughts, and his first interactions with Jason Kandel. And I wondered, you know, had they sat down in Toledo, had they sat down in stores, that they had done both, I understood, but was just trying to get a sense about how he went about this process after identifying the fact that he wanted to, that he had some interest in Jason Kandel. And he said, well, my first interaction with him, so to speak, was really from afar. It was just going to, because UConn had a bye week, technically. They had wrapped up their regular season and other teams were playing. So David took a flight out to Central Michigan to watch Toledo's final regular season game and kept an eye on Jason Kandel for a period of 3 hours there on the sideline and certainly liked what he saw.
Yeah. Yeah, you can go to ctinsider.com and read the piece by Mike Anthony, and just talked about how he watched him, and Kandel didn't know he was there, so it was an authentic representation of who he is. Before I get into the Kandel side of it, what do you think of the hire? Because obviously the charm campaign is on. This, your story was very, you know, complimentary, as was Don Mamori's in The Current about, you know, when he sat down with and talked with Gino Auriemma. You know, it seems like obviously they want him to be seem like the perfect replacement here. But what are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, you're right about the charm. I mean, no one loses the press conference day. You know, that's always a day of optimism, and that's a automatic win on the ledger sheet for any coach taking over any program. And but I don't know. I enjoyed getting to know a fraction of the guy's personality that day. We'll obviously all come to get to know him a lot better in the coming weeks, months, and years, but he just comes across as a very serious type A guy, a guy who is going to just coach this football team with like a just a total determination. What's funny is, and part of what I wrote about that day off the press conference is there's no real defined goals here. You know, you can't come in talking about winning conference championships or winning a national championship. You just have to continue to run a good program and win day after day and season after season and see where you're at. But I like the hire. I mean, the guy's done nothing but win in his 10 years at Toledo. He won every single season. I think one year they had a 500 record. But he sent a lot of guys to the NFL from a MAC program. He won conference championships and, you know, had put together a really strong 10-year chapter there.
So we're talking with Mike Anthony from CT Insider. You can go to ctinsider.com or just Google Mike Anthony and CT Insider, and you get to the jump page with everything he writes. So, if Toledo played UConn, I mean, it would be probably a decent game, okay? And UConn's losing, you know, a quarterback who had an historic season. They're losing a receiver who could play on Sundays, I'm not sure. Why would Kandel take this job?
I'm sure. I don't know exactly what he was making, to be honest with you, at Toledo.
He's almost with incentives. He's almost doubling. So that's that.
Yeah. So that's not insignificant, right? The fact that UConn is trying to position itself in a better tier in college football, while it's kind of an inexact science, is certainly an ambitious endeavor to take on, and I'm sure he welcomes that. I mean, they want to win at the highest level, which means they need to continue to win at the level they're at and hopefully join a power conference, whether it's a year from now or 8 years from now, or, I mean, it may never happen. Who knows? But I'm sure he saw some upside in the UConn brand and the UConn future. If he's able to do what he thinks he can do with the program, maybe UConn positions itself, as it's been trying to do for a long time now, for a seat at the table in this crazy world of the shifting college athletic landscape.
I really don't like it. I don't enjoy it. What is it? How does it work for the bowl game? Because you're having the O coordinator do the game. So Candle, I don't know what his involvement would be. What about the guys who already declared for the portal, but they're still there? Obviously, the seniors, they want to play. It's another chance for them to maybe showcase their skills. Like, who plays, who doesn't? How does it work?
Yeah, I can't pretend to know exactly. It's shifting daily. I don't understand. I don't think that there's any great fear that there's going to be this mass exodus, leaving them in a position where they're not in a position to compete that day. I think.
But will is Victor Rosa? He won't play, right? Will he?
Truly, I don't know, and I don't. The extent to which I cover the program is more an overview of what's going on with the program. As far as, so there's a kind of a separation between program and team. And as far as team goes, I don't want to get on here and fool everybody into thinking that I follow every single move or thought of the actual team as it moves toward the bowl game.
So
it's certainly, look, it's an awkward situation. It's a bizarre spot. As far as the coaches go, Gordy Sammis will run the team while Jason Candle starts to run the program. He's got plenty to do in the meantime while UConn prepares to play a game. He's got to prepare to coach a 2026 season.
Yeah.
Candle.
You know, a quick UConn men's question. They're finally healthy. I don't know about you and how much you've watched, but it seems to me in watching BYU and Arizona and...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Duke and Purdue, I feel like the top 5 and 10 in college basketball this year is much better. I think there are more good teams this year than last year. I don't know why I think that, but it feels that way. Maybe because of NIL stuff, more people stay. I don't know. But how do you feel like this UConn team is positioned now that they're going into conference play? You know, they had a tough schedule, but mostly home games, and they're 9-1, and now they're healthy.
Yeah, well, I don't disagree with you in that. And part of that is probably because if you think back to last year, UConn was a top 5 team, and then they weren't. You know, they turned out to be like a pretty good to really good team, not a great team. So they were like a number 3 team ranked early, and they became a top 20-ish team. Right. But yeah, I think there's a lot of capable teams at the top. I think you look at the landscape, and you know, you flip through the channels on a weekly basis, and you say, oh, I could see that team being in the Final Four. I could see this team being a national champion. I mean, even Florida, the team that UConn beat the other night, looked to me like a really formidable team, and they've had a few losses. There are a lot of really good teams out there. Now, with UConn, I feel like, look, bottom line, they're really good, and I don't think they've played great yet. They've gotten through these games. I mean, they didn't look comfortable. They didn't look great on the boards the other night. I think, and they've clearly haven't been completely healthy. They finally had the strength of their full roster the other night for really the first time. It was the only time they had everybody available other than when Braylon Mullins made his debut a few weeks ago and was only available for 8 or 10 minutes. So I think we're about to find out what the Huskies are really all about and what they're capable of now that they have everybody available. Certainly they have a lot of pieces, and they're capable of doing anything a team would want to accomplish in March and April. But that's not to say, to your point, that there aren't several other teams that are just as optimistic for good reason.
Yeah, and the Big East, let's be honest, certainly the national folks don't think much of the conference. So we'll see how it goes. There's only them and St. John's, I think, in the top 25.
Well, that's exactly what I was just going to say. I mean, you played this awesome non-conference schedule, which has really been entertaining and really valuable to UConn to have played all of these teams, and now they play Texas tomorrow night. And then you're in the Big East play. Yeah, you're right. I think St. John's is ranked in the low 20s. You have UConn. Now, that's not to say there aren't some really good teams and there aren't some exceptionally difficult games on the schedule, but yeah, the Big East doesn't have the sharp teeth that you necessarily want it to.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, have a great holiday. We appreciate it.
You too, bud. Good talking to you.
Mike Anthony, the great Mike Anthony. CTinsider.com. He's a great reporter.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.